Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The Marvel Universe offers yet another superhero origin story, this time set in the 1990s. Captain Marvel stars Brie Larson as Vers, a member of the alien Kree Star Force. But through a series of convoluted plot twists, she discovers that she's actually Carol Danvers, a former U.S. Air Force pilot, now imbued with high-energy powers absorbed during an experimental aircraft crash. Carol goes through a series of challenges with Avengers honcho Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, and must ultimately decide where her allegiance lies. Quality-wise, Captain Marvel undoubtedly lands somewhere in the middle of the pack among the Marvel superhero movies, but it's still good, goofy fun, and Larson displays the acting chops that remind us why she's an Oscar winner. Although the directors and editor lose focus during the early scenes, it all begins to make sense as the plot unfolds. I have to commend the filmmakers for shedding some of the misogynistic, sexist elements of the Captain Marvel comics and replacing them with aspects of female empowerment. And while I'll admit that superhero fatigue has hit many of us by now, the character of Captain Marvel emerges to fill a hole that the Avengers franchise sorely needed. While it's certainly flawed, the millions of Marvel fans out there should still find plenty to like in Captain Marvel. Also opening this week, Level 16 is an unrated sci-fi suspense offering about a 16-year-old girl imprisoned in a boarding school in a dystopian near future. She and a former friend attempt to unearth the truth about their incarceration. The Kid is yet another Western about Billy the Kid. Ethan Hawke plays Sheriff Pat Garrett, and Dane DeHaan plays Billy. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.